I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This is very different than anything golf has ever done in the past.
They simply called it The Match.
The Match.
Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. $9 million and bragging rights on the line.
I think that's one of the unique things about it is that we're able to showcase our sport in such a different light and all the different technologies that we're going to be bringing to this event and doing it, you know, differently than any other golfing event has ever been done. That's the exciting thing for not only myself and Phil, but I think that from all the viewers that are going to watch.
Where else but Las Vegas would such a high-stakes match be played? The host course, Shadow Creek.
This course is always rated one of the highest in the world. It's a perfect spot for us. We were able to bring this event to Las Vegas and play it on a world-class golf course, and the score will be relevant to conditions and how the wind is and the temperature and some of those things, but I think we both have it in mind that this is a sprint, not a marathon. We're not playing 4 days, we're playing one. We've got to come out and fire. There's a lot of risk reward here, a lot of water, a lot of trouble, but there's also a lot of birdie opportunities.
It didn't take long before the start of the match for a personal side wager to be made.
I'm willing to risk $100,000 that says I birdie the first hole. So that's how good I feel heading into this match. You don't have to take it. Take it at all. But
hold
I'm going to throw that
off,
out
hold
there.
Hold on. So you think you can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes. 200 says I birdied the first hole.
Mickelson didn't quite make it, as it turned out. Woods and Mickelson have seemingly been playing a match against each other for more than 20 years.
I've always enjoyed knowing the fact that I was going against Phil over these years, and because I knew that he was going to be tough. He's going to pull off shots that no one's ever seen before, and I'd have to somehow figure out a way to, somehow get the job done.
Always competitive, Mickelson always found himself against one of golf's most unique players.
I oftentimes wonder what my, career would be had he not come along, and I think it could go either way. He's brought out the best of me at times, and it's also been very intimidating and difficult to compete against his level of play.
The match was a bit of a gimmick, a pay-per-view event that had technical issues, which then became a free-to-watch event. It was intense at times, and it showed genuine sportsmanship as Woods conceded a putt on the 18th hole to send the match to extra holes. Then on the second playoff hole, Woods again conceded to give Mickelson the win.
It's great to win the $9 million. I just don't want to lose to him and give him the satisfaction because the bragging rights are what's going to be even worse than the money. Every time I see you, I want to be able to rub it in. I want that.
As opposed to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Davis Cup tennis reached its finale in Lille, France, where Croatia sought its second title as host France was defending its title in a bid for 11 overall. But Croatia quickly jumped to a 2-0 lead and never looked back in a 3-1 victory. Marin Cilic didn't seem to mind who his opponent was.
For me, I feel just the preparation is every single time the same for every single match.
At age 30, Cilic passed along that same cool playing demeanor to his 22-year-old teammate, Bora Cioric.
I don't feel so much pressure, to be honest. I never do. I just try to go on the court. I try to give my best. I try to play how I need to play. And, then we're going to see what's going to happen.
Even playing in front of a huge crowd, more than 24,000 packed inside the arena couldn't distract Cilic.
Still, you play against one player on the other side of the court, so that's the most important part. I'm just focused on what I have to do on my part of the court, try to do it the best, and hope that it's going to be enough.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, Cilic ranked his Croatian team...
probably 15. it's definitely great to be a part of this generation that we have in our team. It's been an incredible incredible journey for us, and we enjoyed it so much. We had ups and downs. We had emotions where we're going crazy throughout the year and the years before.
Croatia won the last of the old 16-nation format Davis Cup titles. Starting next year, the title will be decided in a season-ending 18-team tournament at a neutral site. The International Tennis Federation believes this format, with matches played in best-of-three sets, will be more attractive to elite players who often decline to compete for their countries because of a crowded schedule.
You have to be so focused and so kind of in the moment out there that, you know, it doesn't really sink in.
It takes some time to digest your first European Tour victory. Aaron Ray of England overcame very wet conditions in Hong Kong to float above compatriot Matthew Fitzpatrick by one shot.
It was tough. I really just tried to play the course as much as possible rather than Matt or anyone else who was playing well today. So luckily managed to do that for most of the way around. And, you know, it's tough considering the situation, but very pleased in that sense.
Fitzpatrick nearly overcame a six-shot deficit in the final round, but fell just short of catching Ray.
I gave it a good go. You know, it was always going to be tough to beat him, and for the last 2 days he just played very solid golf and not sort of given anything away, which makes my life more difficult.
The entire field was playing against soggy Hong Kong weather.
I don't think anybody was prepared to get this much rain.
Victor Perez of France placed third.
Every hole became difficult simply because of the rain, and so you kind of feel like you can play a good hole, you're going to need two great shots even on an easy hole to make a par. So it's really just keep grinding and try to be as patient as possible, but it was quite tough out there.
But his advance to the main tour was still a success.
My first event of the year, obviously coming up with a third place finish. I've been playing very well lately on the Challenge Tour, but it's obviously you're making the step to European Tour, and hopefully you hope that your game is going to hold up, and I was able to do that this week.
And Ray, of course, was thrilled with his winning play.
The whole game was pretty solid. Drove it well, which is important to get it in position, to get it on the fairways. The iron play was very consistent, very solid, and the putts as well. Again, made a few putts, didn't really miss too many short ones, and had pretty good pace control, so just a very solid all-round game.
What's it like to win the World Cup of Golf?
It's like you're playing a game against your buddy at home.
Thomas Detry teamed with Thomas Peters to give Belgium its first ever win at the event in Melbourne, Australia. Peters felt Detry finished several holes nicely.
You know, these putts on the back are not easy, I know, and he made plenty of them, so hats off to him.
And Detry was happy to get some good playing advice from Peters.
He didn't struggle, but I mean, it was always nice to have your big brother talking to you and calming you down, so I mean, and to be honest, we didn't do much different than we've done the last 3 days.
By the end, Detry had left everything on the course, including things to say.
I'm out of words. I mean, it feels amazing. We're just world champion, you know?
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.